Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us in studio, IndyCar driver for the A.J. Foyt Enterprises Group, Tony Kanaan. Everybody knows the name and the face. How you doing?
I want a sub now. I got hungry.
There's
all of a
cousin's down the street, so we should have something shipped over for you here if you're going to be here about half an hour.
We'll be here.
So let me start talking about just your career in general. When years ago, I mean, I covered Indy, and then there was the split, and it went to CART, and then everything kind of CART fell apart, and it all came back. And your career has sustained all of that.
Yeah.
You know, when you look back on your career and everything you guys went through, do you ever take time to take it in?
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, especially lately, you know, as years go by and you keep, you know, this is my 21st season in IndyCar.
Right.
So you start thinking about things that you've been through and, you know, you talk to friends, some guys that retired already and, you know, you look back. I mean, to be honest, I could never dreamed that I would have come this far anyway. You know,
right.
If you had told me that 20 years ago, a guy that came from Brazil, didn't speak any English, going to be this successful. I don't think I could script that. Obviously, I worked for it. But and you know, we're just talking in the car on the way here. We drove from Indy last night, stay in Chicago, and we're driving down here, and we're talking, me and Benito, the guy that works for me, you know, about, you know, the things that we've been through, the things that you survived, and how things went one way and didn't go the other way.
Yeah.
But if it had gone this way, you know, it's all those things. And, you know, I'm glad that we're here. And just you know, it's a good feeling, and I think the series, it's been growing since the split, definitely hurt us back in the day, as you know. So
When you go and you start to reflect, and you were talking about the things that have gone well and things that haven't, was there ever a time you said, "Man, I don't need this"?
Yeah, I think the worst and the darkest time was when we lost Dan Weldon in 2011. I think that made me really think, and then it's just because I think plenty of factors, right? He was my best friend. It was a very tragic accident. I already had a family at the time, you know, and then you start thinking about your kids. We were just talking about your kids. You're taking your kids to the track. My kids are coming to the track. So you start evaluating things, saying, is this worth it or not? You know, I think, but growing up as a kid, since I was 8 years old, that's all I wanted it to do. So yes, that was a time that I put a little bit more effort thinking or doubting that, should I continue to do this?
Right.
And here we are in 2018 and I'm still here. So
something brings you back though. It's they talk about greats being either overly competitive or you can't just get you walk away and you miss the smell of the pits and the guys around you. I mean, what would it be? What brings you back?
Well, racing's my life. I'm 43 years old and I started doing this when I was 8.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want you to go away anytime soon.
No, but that's.
But I'm just saying.
I'm trying to explain it to you because that's an explanation to myself and to the people around me. Because at home, I get asked the same question, right? I have three kids, another one on the way. My wife is 7 months pregnant.
Oh, congratulations!
So, you know, I got asked that question quite often, and I don't know another way to live my life. I understand it's going to come to a point that probably I'm going to have to make that decision. I think I'm on the verge of, you know, when I signed, I raced for A.J. Foyt. I signed with him last year. I knew that, and actually I told him that. I think that's going to be my last contract. We have a three-year deal. I'm on my first year. So a couple of years from now,
so
we'll talk
like
about
So you're like breaking news here now.
No, I mean.
Are you the Brett Favre of racing?
That's the thing. You never know. I mean, you know, A.J. raced until he was 58.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to make that far, but no, I'm not. I'm not. I try not to. I told my wife that I talked to AJ a lot about this because I said, "How was it?
Yeah,
you know, you race until you're 58." He says, "Yeah, I think I stopped 3 years too late." You know, and then I said, "But how it happened?" And he said, "I didn't plan." He's not that type of guy, right? He's not the type of guy like Mario.
Oh, yeah.
Mario had his farewell, and he says, "I woke up one day and I said, that's it." And that was it.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to, not because I drive for him, but we have a very similar personalities in many ways. And I think that's probably going to be me. I think people around me would like to see a farewell or something. They might do that for me, but I think I'll be like, guys, that's it.
Starting out my career at Indy was one of the very first sporting events I ever covered. I had a chance to meet AJ Foyt. He was very nice to me. Okay, let me say that. I don't know what it is about lucky. Some of the guys that are testy, but he was very nice to me, maybe because I was new. But what is it like to be with a guy that has the reputation for being that, we'll say, cantankerous? I'm being very nice, I guess.
To be honest, I mean, AJ's that type of guy that you want him on your side. He will pick up your fights, and if he likes you, you're good. So, and I like people like that. I am exactly like that. If I don't like you, you're going to know. I can't hide it. I can't be, you know, sometimes I think I hurt myself in my career being the way I am. But that's why we get along, and I have to say it's been a great experience. I mean, the guy, he's 83. He still gives me tips about racing, and he hasn't been racing for 20-some mm-hmm. years, you know. So a lot of knowledge. He tells you the truth. The way it is.
Yeah.
There is no filter. And then I think, you know, in a way, I like that.
You kind of appreciate that,
oh,
right?
Oh, I definitely
At
do.
At least you always know where you stand.
Exactly. Exactly. If you didn't do a good job, he's going to tell you in your face.
Sitting here talking with Tony Kanaan, IndyCar driver for the AJ Foyt Enterprises Group, and you guys are getting ready to run at Road America. You left Chicago. You're on your way there after this. So what is it about Road America? We've had a chance to chat in the past, and everybody seems to have their own take on the elevations, on the turns, on the road course, on the setting. What is it about Road America that you like?
It's my favorite road course in the entire world, and I've been around. You know, it is everything about that track. It's the elevation, it's the blind corners, it's the fast corners, it's the slow corners, it's the challenge of the longest lap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go out and you start a lap. If you make a mistake in lap one, it's going to take you 3 minutes to get
right.
to get around. You're like, man. Or you're going on a good lap and, you know, it's six corners to go and you're like, man, I can't make a mistake. So it's everything. I've loved the atmosphere. I love the place. When we came back to race there, I think the fans did justice to the name. You can see how busy this weekend is. I know for me, a very special weekend. ABC, my main sponsor, it's from Beloit, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Right. So they're going to be there with more than 500 people. And
they have a awesome. Couple of extra passes. Let us know.
Yeah, I think we do. I think we do.
I did want to ask you because when people come to Road America, it like you talked about the challenges. When they used to race at the mile, very not a lot of slope to it, hard on understeer and a lot of physicality to it. You just knew you couldn't make a mistake because it was more physical. Is this one more mentally challenging at Road America, or is it more physically challenging, or is it on kind of an equal plane?
I think it's in an equal plane because it's a long lap. You can't make mistakes. You have to concentrate a lot, but it's still very, very physical. You know, the carousel, I mean, it's
right.
kind of a tough corner. The kink, it's very fast. With this new aero configuration at the test, we're doing into turn one, 195 miles an hour. We haven't done that in a long time.
Wow.
You know, so I think it's very equal. I mean, the mile was one of my favorite ovals. I yeah. love that place. I mean, I still wish we could go back there. I had a lot of success there, a lot of wins. But the oval, usually it's a different mentality anyway.
Do you like racing that oval? I mean, I know
you're bringing that up.
But...
I love it. And I think a shame that I think we that race got hurt because of the split.
Right.
You know, for sure. I mean, yeah. because it used to be packed. It used to be the race after the 500.
Right.
Everybody was to come to watch. And, you know, Michael Andretti made a lot of effort to keep the race right. in the calendar. ABC was sponsoring the race. But, you know, for
There's
some reason.
There's a lot of business things behind that, though, that you got to be able to market it properly. You got to bring enough fans in. And then you got to be able to pay the stake.
And the problem was that I think in one of those things, I mean, obviously we didn't have enough fans coming back.
Yeah.
And I think that was a huge You know, hugely. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of politics.
The
it's
politics went
and,
into you know, it that made
yeah.
it almost,
yeah.
you were almost $1 million before you even got through the first ticket. So,
exactly.
yeah, it was. I know it was tough. You're sticking around for another segment, right?
Of course. I'm waiting for my sub.
So if somebody's out there cruising around and stops at a cousin's, for God's sakes, bring Tony Kanaan a pepperoni.
I'll pay.
Stay tuned. We are broadcasting live inside our studios. We'll be inside the Point Creek RV studios tomorrow up there at Road America as we broadcast live from the media center and cover the likes of Tony Kanaan, IndyCar driver, as they get ready to run through Road America and Elkhart Lake. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We continue our discussion here in studio. Tony Kanaan, longtime IndyCar driver, AJ Foyt Enterprises. You've seen him win numerous races if you pay attention to IndyCar, which I'm sure you do. And speaking of that, Tony, we have seen other race circuits' popularity ratings decline. What is it about Indy? Because if you look at the numbers, I was just in preparation for this race. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at television numbers, revenue numbers, and stuff. You guys, while everybody else is on the decline, you've either stayed at the same level or you've risen in areas. What has it been about IndyCar that's become more appealing?
Well, I think, to be honest, I think we lost a lot of fans over the years with the split. And now, you know, we have the fastest cars on Earth. I mean, we go 245 miles an hour top speed in Indianapolis. I mean, nobody does that. We're very competitive, and we have good personalities. I think we have a good group of guys that help promote. IndyCar is doing a great job getting the world, you know, known and the word out there to see what we are all about. Very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, right. You bring your kids this weekend. The kids under 16 are free. Come in free this weekend. Can come in. We do autograph sessions during the weekend for 1 hour. Anybody that wants an autograph can come and get it. I think that's, you know, as a parent nowadays, that's what I want to take my kids. I don't want to take my kids when they go and you don't have access to anything and you got to be sitting there and that's it. You know what I think? I think we're diversified a lot. And I think, you know, the product also is good. The competition is good. It's, you know, one of the most competitive series I've been in. I've been around for a long time. And this year, the past 3 or 4 years, it's been really tough. It's so competitive that I think people like that too.
I would agree with the accessibility. I agree about the kids. I think when you look at the spectacle that is, say, Indy, the 500, always kicks things off in the right way. Although, I got to tell you, some of the best publicity you got was that General Motors executive crashing on that, that lead lap.
That for Corvette was perfect.
Which was, 'cause he said, well, it was track conditions and weather. What the hell? It was not. He juiced it coming out of the corner and he hit the wall.
You know, I have that car.
Yeah.
Actually, I just had got my car a week before that race. And it is a 755 horsepower street car.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people
can
be able to handle that with the traction control off. And they turned it off because it was some of the track conditions. But when he guessed it, man, I was like, ooh, that's not going to be good.
Yeah, somebody go pick up the front end so we can keep moving.
So, but you know, I heard that they got 70% more publicity on that car.
I bet.
After that.
I know.
Than even before they launched.
That's what I'm saying. You get Indy, and it was always the greatest spectacle in racing, and then you get some guy from General Motors crashing into the wall, and you get all the publicity. It's fantastic.
Proving that the vet was really safe, and everybody walked away.
Yeah, that was the comment. Oh, by the way, all the airbags deployed. We're good to go. So, going back to Road America, this race, obviously, you want to win it. You want to perform well. We've had numerous people that have not been able to either finish this race or fallen off. This, you talked about the ability between mental and physical. How many passing areas are there on this course? Does it allow for a lot of competitive racing in that sense? And then how much does it come down to the guys in the pits?
There are at least 4 good areas of passing, which is remarkable for a road course. IndyCar is a team sport. I mean, if you think about that, we had, you know, in Indianapolis, 33 cars qualifying in 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
From between first to last, and how competitive the races are. You depend a lot on your team. A pit stop. We do at least 3 pit stops, maybe 4 during the race in Road America. And they're usually between 7 to 9 seconds. If you have a difference between first and the 23rd, we only have 23 cars here, divide by a second and a half,
mm-hmm.
and you lose 3 seconds in the pits,
right.
that's going to go from first to last.
Right.
So you're depending a lot. Sometimes a lot of the work that you do on the track can be lost in the pits. Mm-hmm. So we're relying a lot on your guys. You have four guys, you know, five, six guys on the pit stops, one on each wheel, one on the air jack and the fueler. So that takes, you know, takes a lot. And they can gain a lot of positions for you as well. They do a pit stop a second quicker. You can pick up three or four positions. So it's all those things that need to happen for you to win this race.
Being one of the veterans on this circuit, going back to, you were talking about your age before, you look at sabermetrics like through baseball or even football, and you look at the trajectory as your physical ability hits 27, 28, 29 years old, and the mental ability really begins to take over after that. How much more, how much better are you because of the mental aspect of it, because you've been through it, and because of the patience maybe that you've gained as opposed to a young guy that's got all the ability in the world but just may not know it as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is was something that I've always had in my mind. I mean, I wanted to be more physically fit, mentally sharper than other guys, and I always did double the workout and did stuff like that. And to me nowadays, because you can see the life of athlete, any athlete, you can talk about LeBron, we can talk about anybody, Kobe, Michael Jordan, or whoever, but you know, even the football. Any of the greats. Some of the guys that were able to extend their career was because they kept themselves physically fit. But then you cannot beat the experience. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, I remember looking back in the days now, how much energy I lost driving the car because I was just trying to hustle. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you just have the experience. You know what's going to happen. You pace yourself. You're more calm.
Sure.
You know what's going to happen most of the time. So, I mean, I think that's the advantage of – that's why we're still lasting this
long. It's
like
you're the old guy driving a Buick in the back with the turn signal still on.
Exactly. But then you just go around and you said, see, I still made it in the same time as you, that you cut through traffic and you tried to go in the back roads and this and that, right. And I'm here.
How difficult is it, because you do travel a lot, and we only got a couple minutes left, but do you get a chance? You were talking about the kids, because my kids are going to come and enjoy it. My fiance is going to come up and enjoy it. But how do you get a chance to travel with the kids? Does the family travel with you?
Yeah. I mean, we tried as much as we can. Obviously, between school, I have a 10-year-old, a 3-year-old, an 18-month-old.
And one on the way.
Yeah. So the 3-year-old, the 10-year-old, obviously with school, it's a bigger challenge. Yeah. But, you know, we take them.
If your 10-year-old's there, they can play with my 10-year-old, and then we'll send them off.
But they come. You know, we stay in a motorhome every race as a driver. You know, that's a good thing because they have a place to stay during the day. But, yeah, which is good. They get to enjoy it.
We're looking forward to it. Best of luck and stay safe. Last year we had Helio on, and this year we're going to be talking about all Tony Kanaan all the time. So appreciate it. Now, are you going to be the one driving the 2-seater, by the way?
No, I can't. We're not allowed because that's extra laps that we
is
get
that
on the track. But you might get lucky and get Mario Andretti.
Now, Mario, I actually gave the Award of Excellence to when I did the Lombardi Ball here. So I have a relationship with Mario a little bit.
He's a blast to do it. So I think
unless
he'll be
I pissed him off, then he could just take me around and make me throw up.
He's still going to do that even if you don't piss him off.
All I want to do is, like I said, I'm getting married, and if I could do that as like a kind of a wedding present, send her out on the track too, that would be.
I'm pretty sure it'll be... be organized.
I said Tony sent me. That's what I'm going to do. Hey, it is a pleasure. Great to talk to you.
Man.
We certainly appreciate you stopping by, okay?
Appreciate it.
Best of luck. Stay safe. There you go. Tony Kanaan joining us here in studio, IndyCar driver for AJ Foyt Enterprises.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.